Hey there, I'm Kevin Daisy.
And I'm Eric Olson.
You're listening to the Managing Partners Podcast, where we interview top lawyers about how they're growing their firms. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Managing Partners Podcast. I'm Kevin Daisy, and I'm your host. Always out there looking for great guests. And today I have Tally Goody from LA, California. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I had a great conversation with you last time we spoke and wanting to see what you can bring to the table, bring to our audience. And we narrowed down that to social media. So today, everyone, if you're tuning in, we're going to be talking about social media. Obviously, it's a big topic all the time, but I really want to dial in some of the things that she's doing, her husband, the firm, and how it's worked well for them and kind of the tactical things that hopefully you can take from this episode. So I appreciate the conversation today, and I'm sure you're going to share a lot of good things. Real quick, I will put up her web address so you can check out her law firm. It's goodylawgroup.com at the bottom of your screen. If you're listening in the car or audio, it's just goody, G-O-O-D-Y, lawgroup.com. And Tally, so tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you became an attorney, and ultimately you and your husband having your own firm.
Yeah, so a little bit about me. I started this firm back in 2019. We practice personal injury and employment law. Prior to opening my firm in 2019, I was working for another firm, a boutique firm doing art law. It was an interesting time. That was my job straight out of law school. So I was there for about 4.5 years. And that's when I decided I needed to make a change. I needed to, you know, either go find another job, start my own firm. And so I made the switch, started my own firm, and now completely switched practice areas. And when I switched, you know, into my, you know, my new firm, I had to find ways to be competitive in marketing because California is a big, big personal injury state. There's huge competitors. And, you know, I'm just coming like out of nowhere, starting my firm. And so that was definitely a big, you know, big challenge for me when I started my firm.
Sure. Awesome. And so, and then you switched practice areas completely as well. So
yeah,
you're doing something different. You don't have the reputation there. You're kind of starting from the ground up. You know, you probably didn't have maybe the same referral sources or connections if you had done PI for a while before that. So right. Yeah, it's challenging. I mean, and a lot of deep pockets, a lot of big firms that have been around that are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a week or a month. So it can be hard as a new firm to feel you even have a chance, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
Good.
I was just going to add, we recently, so when I opened the firm, it was just me. My husband, Grayson, joined as a partner full time just about maybe 4 to 5 months ago, back in November. And awesome. Yeah. And we're barred in Wyoming as well, California and Wyoming.
Excellent. Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, so this is your deal and you're just letting him come along for the ride now. So that's good.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'll make sure I remind him of that when I talk to him next. So tell us a little bit, I guess, about your firm. So you've been at it for a few years now. You know, how has social media, I mean, really played a big part in this? And I want to kind of get into the ins and outs of what you're doing. I see your husband doing fun stuff and I see the firm posting stuff. So kind of tell me, you know, how have you grown and kind of how has some of the stuff you're doing online, social media played a part in that?
Yeah. So like I said, back in 2019, when I started, I had no clients, zero clients. You know, I had to start from scratch. Obviously, when you start your new firm, you don't have a lot of money to put into marketing. So this is the time for me to get on social media. So by 2020, I got on social media on TikTok, actually. So I got on TikTok and that's when TikTok was kind of new. You know, it was during right before COVID. That's when I got on. There weren't that many people on there. There weren't that many attorneys. And so I got on TikTok at that time and just started posting. I didn't know what I was really putting out there, but I just tried a bunch of different things. You know, I was like, I put some attorney stuff, some information for aspiring lawyers, also, you know, just random things. And I started seeing what stuck and what didn't stick. And I think within 6 months, I got my first big, huge case from TikTok. So TikTok was really my thing to get me out there and get actually, you know, clients straight from scratch. No referrals, just consumers reaching out because they saw, you know, oh, personal injury lawyer. I actually just got into a crash and I need one. And they would call me and say, it's so funny. I was just scrolling and I saw you. And I'm like, wow, what are the chances of that? So that happened. I got my like a really big one 6 months. And then within like 8 months, I got my second really big case. So that was for me amazing because I, you know, like I said, it was hard for me to be competitive. I didn't have the money for the marketing. I didn't have all the referral sources. And so social media for me was really the way to start. And it has shaped my firm since I started.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, you know, I like the part here to like, you didn't really know what you were doing or what was going to work, but you just tried different things and kept going through it until you figured it out yourself and what you're comfortable doing versus, you know, what others might say you should do for the algorithms, right? So you just kind of figured it out by trial and error. Mm-hmm. But I love that. And so, and you actually got cases from TikTok, which I think a lot of lawyers listening might be like, yeah, that ain't going to work. You know, people might think it's funny or cool, but I probably won't get real cases from it. And so, you know, and I've talked to lots of attorneys that not the case. Like they get lots of cases on their social media, but they also put the work in.
Yeah.
You know, you have to consistently.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit, maybe, or again, for those listening that are like, yeah, social media, whatever. I have a page, but I'll have someone post something once a week. They're not really leveraging it. They're just barely using it. And, you know, but what does it look like as far as maybe what platforms you're focused on? Mm-hmm. And then more, again, tactically, like, what does the process look like? Or what is, how much time, effort? Like, are you arranging your day? Or, you know, what's that look like?
Yeah. So I'm going to just kind of share my, like when I first started what I did and now what I'm doing, because it's completely different. Perfect. But when I first started, it was just me. So I was dedicating at least one day a week to just filming. And so, and remember, this is during COVID. We weren't going anywhere. We weren't doing anything. I didn't have kids. I was literally at home. I had all the time that I, you know, I could use to start creating content. And so for me, I was dedicating, you know, one day a week, putting out content. And then throughout the week, I would edit the videos and then post them onto TikTok. Initially, I was just doing TikTok. That was my thing. I was like, I'm on TikTok. I have a personal account on Instagram, but I'm not really sure about dipping in. I just had like a firm Instagram account. But it was mainly just, you know, putting up those, oh, you know, Happy New Year. You know, it wasn't like the time of the reels. It was more so just like, here's my firm page. And it was kind of boring. Yeah. Stock images, things like that, you know? And so didn't really touch into Instagram, but I think by 2021, I started sharing my reels or sharing my TikToks onto Instagram because that's when reels came in. It was either end of 2020 or 2021. And so I started posting my reels on Instagram and then I started noticing Instagram was the same way. The algorithm was changing. I was getting exposed to a lot of different people that could potentially be clients, not just my friends. And so I realized, hey, this is great. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing on TikTok, just repurposing it onto Instagram. And so now I'm fast forwarded to now. I have a social media manager, which has made my life a lot easier. Doing everything on your own is so hard. And especially as your firm is growing or wherever stage you are, there's a lot that goes into actually, you know, creating the content, editing it and posting it. It takes hours out of your day. So by having help, if you're able to, it's very, you know, for me, it's been a game changer and it's really helped me be consistent because prior to having my social media manager, I would go on months where I wouldn't post anything. And I would notice that that would hurt me, you know, even though, you know, I'm all a big advocate, take the breaks that you need from social media when you need to, but it is good to continue keeping your brand going, whether if it's in the lowest maintenance way possible, as long as you're still putting stuff out there. I think that that's important as well. And so now I have like maybe once a month or a couple times a month, I'll film some videos and I'll send them to her. She edits everything. She sends it to me for my approval and we kind of go that way. So it's saved me time and just it's a way more efficient and streamlined than it was before I had a social media manager.
That's awesome. So yeah, you got more process around it. You got people helping you. That's the same with this podcast for me. I show up and record with you and then I'm done. I don't do anything else. But we got process, we got a process with document, we have tasking, we have software, we have real people. Christine probably emailed you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would not want to do this at all if I had to edit this and publish it and all that stuff. I wouldn't get to it.
No, so. Agreed. That's how it was for me. When I just started getting too busy, I just didn't have the time to put out what I wanted to put out.
Yeah. So I that's a good point. I think for anyone listening that, you know, say you're starting, you know, if someone's listening right now, they got a new firm. They're like, well, I don't have time for that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe in the beginning you do, and then you lose track of it. Maybe that makes you more successful, and then you stop it because you're too busy.
Right.
And I think what you were saying too, is being consistent and showing up over and over again. And people notice that, you know, man, this firm is consistent. They're always showing up. They're always publishing. They're always active. Mm-hmm. And I think that says a lot about the firm. It seems they're active. They run good processes. They're obviously, this is important to them, mm-hmm. which means they probably operate their business that way, right? Take care of their clients. And so it just gives that appearance of that you're competent and you're going to be available when I call. So,
right. Exactly. Yeah.
I love it. Excellent.
Hey there. This is Kevin Daisy, your host and founder of Array Digital. If you're tired of wasting money with agencies that just can't get it done, then please check out my law firm, digital marketing agency at arraydigital.com. If you contact us there, you'll be sure to line up a meeting with me where we'll walk through your exact situation and come up with a plan for what you can do to improve your marketing results. I look forward to talking to you. Now back to the show.
What is your focus now? So I see like your husband's doing some reels. Do you have other people in the office and kind of jumping in on there too? Like what is kind of the outlook for that? Like is the firm, you're doing more, adding more people? What's the deal there?
Yeah, so there's actually two focuses for my social media. So there is the firm as a whole. That's one focus. And then there's my personal brand as the second focus. So there, you know, when it comes down to the firm content, yes, my husband's getting in, which is great because he's just totally different personality than me when he's behind the camera, which I think I'm not a funny person. I don't think he's way more funny. I'm more serious. And, you know, I can't pull the funny thing. So it's good to have him in the mix, brings a good vibe. And now, you know, we just recently took firm photos with our team because we just grew recently this year. And, you know, we want our team to get exposure. We want to show, you know, recognition for them. And so we are strategizing currently on how to do that and how to show, you know, how have our team show up and share their headshots and be creative about that where it's not just boring, you know. So we're working on that right now. But I definitely want them to be involved. I think it's awesome to have the whole team involved to share, you know, different content in that field. And then, like I said, my page is just me and I have a different focus as well. So it's different for everybody. You know, you just kind of have to find the way that it works for you. Like, what do you want to focus on? Do you want it to be more heavy on your firm or do you want to focus more on your personal brand or both, you know? And that's kind of what I'm doing.
Yeah. You know, I think it's good to have both. And if you had the bandwidth and the means and you're able to hire some help, I think if you're going to choose one, I would go with the personal brand. Mm-hmm. If I was someone out there listening, because people connect with people and they're more apt to connect and follow a person than a brand. But I do think it's important for the brand, especially as you grow, should have its own social media accounts and do its own thing. It can be more professional. Maybe it could be whatever you want to do, but I think the personal brands are very important for sure.
Yeah. 100%. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you might follow me on LinkedIn, but not Array Digital because that would be not very fun.
Right.
No, I love that. So now, like, you know, fast forward to now, what you're doing. So you have a social media manager. You said you're recording what, like once a month or like you're kind of batching it or you like picking a day or maybe twice a month?
What I've been doing recently is like maybe Fridays I dedicate because what we're trying to do is incorporate more videos where we're talking. And I think that, you know, people want to hear your voice. And those are the videos that sometimes take a little bit more time because you want to prepare exactly what you're saying and you want to film it and you might have to film it a few times. So I've been doing it where I just kind of make it easier on myself. Every Friday I film like 2 to 3 videos just to kind of get some stuff in the bank with the talking videos, at least. I'm not doing all videos, just sitting by my office window where there's good light and then going off on some topic. And then in terms of the B-rolls, you know, which are the behind the scenes, like your walking footage or things that you can add text to, I try to just, whenever I'm dressed up or whenever I'm going anywhere, I just try to get some behind the scenes. And then that easily can be made into a reel or a TikTok where you just add text over it. So it's pretty low maintenance. I don't have a whole production team. You can really just do it by yourself. You just need, you know, good lighting, your phone. I filmed in the TikTok app because it's easier. I just film it in there, easy to cut things out in there. And then I send it off to my social media manager who will do, you know, if there's any more editing that needs to be done, she'll do that. And then she'll come up with the captions, and she has it really organized. And I love the way her system is. So it's perfect. It works for me. We work really well together, and we collaborate, which is what I want. I don't want someone to completely take over my whole account without me having any kind of say, because I feel like that loses my personal brand that I've built before having a social media manager. So it's, for me, this is a good mix, because I know some people just want to hand it off completely and not have any, you know, say or ideas that go with it. But I wanted to still keep that. That was important for me.
No, I think that's good. I mean, to just jump out of it and be like, oh, someone else just handle it, that's going to be lost at some point. They could take old clips and videos of you maybe and try to repurpose it at some point, though. It's just, you can tell. So
yeah,
I think you definitely have to be involved for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So I think it's important too. Like, you know, if you do have a social media person, that's good. They have a process. You just send them stuff, send them pictures, video clips. Like they'll find what's going to work.
Yeah.
The B-roll, you know, as much as you can send them, the better. And I've never had anyone in social media be like, yeah, we don't need that much. That's too much stuff. I've never had them say that before. So.
Yeah. The more, the better. The more they can work with.
Yeah, because you never know, hey, this angle works for like a static post with a quote text on the side. Like you don't, you know, so just in a short amount of time, you can take a ton of different photos, video clips, and ship it off to them. So
yeah, definitely.
Now, is your person, social media, are they on site in the office, or are they remote?
They're remote. So she's, so most of the time when I'm filming things, it's just me, or I, you know, sometimes I'll have like my sister come do like the B-rolls when I'm doing a photo shoot or something. But yeah, I don't have anyone that's actually in person besides that's it.
Well, I mean, I guess for people listening, like you don't have to have someone in the office necessarily.
And she actually, my social media manager, has other clients. I'm not the only one. So she's working on multiple, she's only for lawyers, but she works with different clients. So yeah.
I just want people to think as they're listening that you don't have to hire like a full-time employee, or they have to be in the office necessarily. Like, sure, that would be great to do, but you're maybe not there yet. So,
right.
And you can probably step back, you know, doing the filming yourself and find VAs or assistants or people to help with some of that stuff.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, you're doing it yourself completely, right? So you're kind of graduating as you go.
Yeah, it was a lot. Now that I look back at it, I'm like, I don't know how I did that in the beginning. But, you know, you got to start somewhere, and then you get into a flow. And once you're in it, you can upgrade and get some help when you need it.
I had Jennifer Gore on recently. She's out of Atlanta, personal injury. And she's got like now multiple staff in-house that help with hers. But she's on a different level, right? She's just kind of gone the next level as she goes.
Right.
And she's got her personal brand on like 4 platforms, the law firm on 4 platforms. There's just a lot of stuff that's going on. Mm-hmm. But you can keep growing it. And so what are you seeing right now that's any different? Maybe that's working or platform wise, you know, what if TikTok goes away tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. You know, well, to be honest with you, my TikTok account is, I don't know if it's what it is about the algorithm, but my engagement has been very, very low, and I'm just going to be real. So my TikTok has been not as what it was when I first had TikTok. You know, it's like, I'm not sure if it's just my account's just not getting the views it normally does. I don't know what happened. So for me right now, I'm really focused on Instagram because I see a huge ability to grow with Reels. Reels are really helpful because that's the content that gets out to the people that are not following you. And so I've been doing a lot of Reels and just being consistent. We've been posting, I think, about 5 times a week. And, you know, I think whatever consistent means for you, some people are, you know, you just want to post 2 to 3 times a week. That's great. I'm not saying you have to post exactly this, you know, this many times a week or whatever. But for me, I've been doing 4 to 5 times a week, and it's been helping. I mean, I've seen the growth on Instagram, and I've been getting a lot of hits, you know, potential clients calling in. So I feel like it's working, you know. I don't know. TikTok, on the other hand, not so much. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting. And I think it's helpful to know the platforms, they go through waves, and you just kind of have to be patient. Like sometimes TikTok's going to be good. Sometimes it's not going to be good. Sometimes Instagram is going to be good. I think the main thing is you have to just keep pushing and don't give up just because, oh, you don't see an improvement within 2 weeks. It's more of a monthly thing that you just kind of have to keep going, and you got to follow up every year. It's just consistency is the key. And I think that's the main thing with these platforms. They want you to be on their apps. And so they'll reward you for being on their apps, which is just the cycle that it is, you know?
Yeah. No, I've seen that before too. Actually, LinkedIn, I used to be like, have you on LinkedIn? Then like all of a sudden, like I saw that stuff wasn't, you know, views were down and engagement was down, and it makes you kind of get discouraged a little bit. So you might switch to something else. And
yeah,
but you know, the ones that were there before that still show up now just kept going, you know, we're going to figure this out. It might have changed, but now we got to figure it out. And so it's just like with Google, like we do SEO, right? Mm-hmm. That changes all the time, you know, but that's our business. We can't just hang it up tomorrow. Right. Like it's right. Google changed something. Okay. What is it? I don't know. Let's figure it out. And you gotta pivot somewhat.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
so that's good advice for sure.
Yeah.
That's good advice. So what is your like equipment? Like for any, again, people listen, I want them to be like, okay, here's what I can do. It's like, what are you using for equipment? Do you have just your phone, ring lights?
Just my phone, phone, ring light. I also have like just a regular stand without the ring light, because I've noticed like I like that one for different angles or different areas. I actually have this one that just went out while I was in the middle of, I don't know if you noticed the light change, but the light turned off. I think it ran out of battery, but this is a really good light that you can put on your phone, like clip it right to your phone. And oh, cool. I just clip it to my laptop right here. It's awesome. I actually got it from TikTok Shop. So TikTok Shop. But yeah, so I use that. And then that's about it. I mean, honestly, it's really
basic stuff.
Very basic. I don't, you know, and it's worked, you know, it's all worked. Sometimes I have a nice photo shoot with a photographer that happens like once every, maybe two times a year, you know, not too often. And then she'll send edited photos and I can get some behind the scene photos there, but that's really it. It's
pretty basic. Yeah. I mean, I have a ring light behind me, but I turn it off because my screen kind of lights me up when it's dark out because it's raining today. So you gotta kind of adjust every once in a while, but you know, I still feel like I'm super bright, even though
it is really bright. Yeah. For you. Yeah.
It's just my screen. my big monitor. Just
The whole room. Yeah.
So, yeah. And I got the Yeti mic, but very basic stuff. So someone, what about like a lapel mic or a portable mic or anything like that?
I think if I'm like, I've done like professional video footage where I have like a team come on, and that's once in a while, and that's the only time I'll wear the mic. But other than that, my voice, I think it transfers great just with my iPhone without anything else, you know?
Well, these phones are getting pretty, pretty good these days. So
yeah. Yeah. It's good. So,
well, I appreciate you sharing kind of the different ins and outs. I wanted to kind of touch on one more thing, which was really, you know, your personal brand and kind of like the content you're putting out for you personally versus like what your firm's doing. We kind of touched on that a little bit. I know your husband's helping with that kind of stuff, but what is really the difference, you know, do you see with, is there a difference in the process, or do you kind of have like a plan of, okay, well, this is for the firm versus this is for me? Is there any kind of strategy there that you have?
Yeah, I think for my personal brand, it's a little different where I'm not just speaking about personal injury and employment. I think it's important to find something that you're either passionate about, you're really good at. And if you want to share more information on that, that's great. And for me, that is, you know, I share tips for aspiring lawyers and for people who want to start their own law firms. So it's more so on the, it's still legal related, but it's not so much, it's personal injury and employment. You know, it's more so like for people that want to be where I am in like 10 years, you know? So things like that, where I feel like with my personal brand that's helped because it's more, I'm able to share my story a lot more and I'll have people relate and feel like they can make it through tough times. And it's more of like, I don't know. I enjoy posting content like that. And I think for people that are thinking about building a personal brand, you want to think about what's something that you're passionate about. How can you share your story and what makes you, you know, how can you provide value to the community, you know, to the people that are following you, which we like to say our community versus our followers, because it's just more of a, you know, it's a better term than just saying my followers, I think. And you want to build, my followers, but you want to build a community with these people. You want to help them. And you want to show them that you're not just, I'm not just a lawyer. You are more than just being a lawyer. And so people want to know that. They want to see kind of like behind the scenes, who are you? Who are you as a person? And that's why I really like doing content for my personal brand, because it's more me. And then obviously the firm is great because we're providing tips, things like that. But sometimes you can't really dive a lot deeper into your own personal story. So it's, that's why I think it's so important to have that personal brand as well.
No, I love that. That's a good point. And at the end of the day, you're building a better community because they like your content. They like you. Maybe they like your background or what you stand for. And at the end of the day, they're going to know that you're an attorney, right? They get it enough, but you're not just going to bombard them with, if you've been in a car wreck, here's what you should do all day, every day. They wouldn't follow you for some point. Now, you know, I know a lot of attorneys and some of the big ones that's kind of all they do, but they're probably mostly followed by lawyers.
I mean, I've seen a lot of like, you know, there's some good content creators out there, like Top Dog Law, you know, he does a good job. Like only he just posts like PI stuff, you know, and he does a great job. He gets a really good variety of people that follow him. You know, they're all potential clients, which he's really good at. For me, it's like, I have a different style. And I think everyone has a different style, and whatever works for you is what you should focus on. Like, don't try to be somebody else, or don't try to do something that doesn't really feel right for you, you know?
Yeah, that's been a topic a couple of times here. Being authentic and leaning into whoever you are, whether, you know, no matter what that is. So some people might like it, some people might not like it, but you just got to be yourself.
And we're not for everybody, you know? It doesn't mean everybody has to like you. So do what you got to do, whatever that is, and whatever makes you happy. You know, it's your space on social media, so do what you want to do.
Yeah. I think, you know, instead of someone thinking, okay, well, I got to come up with some like crafty, like, you know, image of whoever I want to pretend to be.
Yeah.
Like, instead of doing that, just think about what you do every day. Like, what you like to do, like, what's fun for you? What do you care about?
Exactly.
And just lean into that. And then people will actually believe it because it's true.
And then when they see you and then they actually do need a personal injury lawyer, then like, oh, wait a second. Like, I know one. They're this person, and then they'll contact you. Be top of mind, and you don't have to be shoving things in their face about PI all the time, you know?
Yeah, no, I love that. That's awesome. Well, Sally, I really appreciate you kind of sharing some of these things and the ins and outs and tactics, and, you know, a lot of lawyers out there that don't use social media, or maybe they've dabbled, they just haven't really leveraged it or put the energy into it. It does take time. You know, you have to have consistency. You have to make some time to record. But I think kind of what Tally is saying, though, saying that we do here, is you can kind of batch a lot of this and put just on Fridays or just, I have one gentleman on here. He had 200,000 followers for PI as a non-owner of the law firm, I think he was an associate and a partner, but he comes on the weekend. So he goes on Saturday to the office and records a bunch of stuff. And then he's got reels for the whole week.
Yeah.
So whatever it may take, right? But how can you make time to make sure you're getting the content? Then you can hire help, get help to publish it and to edit it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
A lot of things you can do.
And with ChatGPT, it's like you have this tool that can help you craft, you know, what you want to say. And it's, things are a lot easier now, you know, like you have these tools, so use them and they will help you save time to create great content.
Yeah. I mean, there's even tools out there like, you know, upload content and create, you know, create a bunch of stuff for you. You can just, you know, you might want to look over it and edit it and make final decisions before you publish it, but there's just so much out there. And we used to do social media here. We stopped doing it only because we kind of only existed to drive leads for law firms and search Google. That kind of is what we do. And we couldn't do the social media that you do. We could only do the, what I call, keep the lights on. Like, we can post 3 times a week and they'll be very basic photo post and whatever. And a lot of law firms pay for social media companies to do only that.
Right.
Happy New Year, like you're saying. Fourth of July. And they'll do some stuff about the firm, but they're not getting content from the firm. So it's really difficult to be a social media company like that. And you can't get photos, that they're not taking videos. And so it leads to just crappy social media that no one wants to follow.
Right.
So
But
most firms do that. That's most firms.
Gotta put in some time. Not too much time, just enough time.
Well, I mean, to your point, you started it and you didn't know if it was going to work. And then you go, oh, it's working. Let me do a little bit more. Let me do a little bit more. So you don't have to come into this saying, oh, I'm going to just take over the world and or I'm too late. I'll never like, you got to start. And then there'll probably be some new platform out in the next year. Who knows? Right. And that's your opportunity to get in, right? Yeah. When the platform's new.
Get in early. That's the best time.
Yeah. What about Threads? Are you doing anything on Threads?
I have not. No, I've not used Threads. I haven't really heard much about it, but I'm on LinkedIn. Recently just started getting on LinkedIn, and I like LinkedIn a lot. Yeah. And
yeah, Facebook. I jumped into the Threads in the beginning. I was like, all right, I'm gonna do this. And just nothing really ever happened.
Really?
And I stopped using it completely. So I wonder what people are thinking right now about Threads. So
I see it like pop up under my thing, like suggested Threads, and it looks interesting, but I'm just like, I'm not even on Twitter or whatever Twitter is called now. I don't even know what it is.
X, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, X. So I'm not even on that. So I just didn't feel like I needed to be on Threads either. I feel like I get my point across with my content, like video content, pictures, put captions, same thing. So
yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think, you know, again, for anyone listening, you don't have to do all these platforms. Like, pick one. Mm-hmm. Get good at it, see that it works. And then if you want to do another platform, do that then. But you don't have to come into this thinking you're gonna just crush it on all these platforms. It'll take a lot of work and time. So
yeah, don't spread yourself too thin. Just focus on one or two that you can repurpose content, so you don't have to create brand new content for every single platform.
Yeah. And I think the main thing here is video is probably the biggest thing. So get comfortable doing video, because that's going to be the what performs every time.
Yeah.
And they get to see you and hear you and connect with you. And so if you're not comfortable filming yourself right now, that's what you got to break through and get comfortable. And it won't happen instantly, but I'm sure you're fine with it now. It's easy.
Yeah. I mean, I think the more I film, obviously the better you're going to get with practice. And I hate hearing myself talk. So if anyone else feels like that, I understand the feeling. I don't want to see myself. I don't want to hear myself, but I've gotten better with it. I'm like, you know what? I'm great. I need to be more happy and proud about how I speak. You know, I've come a long way to get to where I am in public speaking. So I just got to embrace it. And, you know, it takes time. So if you're at that point, you just keep working at it. And I think by filming, when I film myself, I put the camera on so I can see myself. And so I like that, because I can kind of navigate how I'm speaking, or, you know, see how I'm talking, my expressions, and you just naturally get better with time and practice. So
that's a good point. I like that. Yeah. If you watch yourself, you're like, oh, this is terrible. You know?
Yeah.
But you'll get past that. So
yeah.
When I did my first podcast, I was like, oh, my voice, like, what the hell? Like, you know, I can't do this.
Everyone feels like that about themselves when they hear themselves, like, why do I sound like this? Well, this is really what I sound like, you know? That's okay.
And I got my allergies today, so my voice is all messed up, but this is the season. Spring on the East Coast.
Right.
Well, Tally, thank you so much for sharing. I really do appreciate it. Hopefully everyone got some good tips out of how to get started with social media, or if you're already doing it, things to think about. You know, your firm brand versus your personal brand. You got all these platforms. There's a lot of things going on out there, but, you know, start small and be consistent, I think, is the message here, and get comfortable with yourself, be authentic. Mm-hmm. And social media can work. It can work for you. Just, you know, don't doubt it. It can. You just got to put in the work and effort. So.
Right. Yeah. Agreed. Well, thanks for having me, Kevin. I appreciate
it. Absolutely. Well, everyone, if you want to connect with Tally, her website address is down below. goodylawgroup.com. What's another way? What's a handle they can find you on?
So my Instagram handle is @tallygoodyesq. And that's the same for my TikTok. And then my firm handle is @goodylawgroup. Okay. And I'm on LinkedIn too. tallygoodyesq.
Awesome. Well, again, I appreciate it. Anyone, if you want to connect with her, if you're watching this on YouTube, LinkedIn, or Facebook, we go live there. Comment below or whatever, I'll connect you to, or she can see the comment too. And yeah, reach out, connect with her. If you got questions, I'm sure she'd be happy to talk to any other attorneys that are struggling or have questions. And that's it.
I'd be happy to help. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Tally, stand on with me for a second. All right. Everyone else, have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We have been producing this podcast for years, have had hundreds of guests, and produced hundreds of episodes. We don't ask for much, but I do have one ask. If you find value in this podcast, please share it with one person just like you. The best way to do that is to send them to arraydigital.com, where we have a full library of all the episodes that they can sort by practice area and or state. So again, we appreciate you listening and thanks for sharing.